blinded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me.
This is our consular prayer for the month of April. Word of God says in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." We want to pray believing. We want to pray believing. So our first item is we're going to pray asking God to reveal all the falsely converted, their lost condition, so they can be truly born again before it's too late. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to reveal to the falsely converted their lost condition so they can be truly born again before it's too late. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne at this point in time in our contrite prayer, asking you, Father, to reveal to the falsely converted their lost condition, so they can be truly, truly born again before it's too late. Father, we're reminded in the scriptures of Nicodemus, an extremely religious man, very, very religious, but he knew something was wrong, and he came to you. He came to you seeking answers, a religious man, but lost. And Father, we live in a world full of deception. We live in a world full of religious deception. And we understand, Father God, that in every false system of religion, the way to eternal life is misrepresented. The way for a personal relationship and identification with you, Lord Jesus Christ, is falsely represented. We understand that. So we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, to reveal to those who have been falsely converted their lost condition so that they can be truly born again before it is too late. Now, Father, we understand to do that, you've got to penetrate so much religious doctrine, so much religious darkness. You've got to penetrate so much false doctrine, so much misunderstanding of the Word of God. But we're asking you to set in motion that move of your Holy Spirit that will reveal to the falsely converted their lost condition so they can be truly born again and before it's too late. Before it's too late. This we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God for divine protection for President Trump, leading him in every decision he makes, fulfilling the will of the Father. You got it? We're going to pray, asking God for divine protection for President Trump, leading him in every decision he makes, fulfilling the word and the will of the Father. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Father, we understand from your word that you raise one up and you put another down. And Father, we understand from your word that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he will. Father God, we come before your throne at this point in time in this consular prayer, asking you for divine protection for President Trump, leading him in every decision, fulfilling the will of the Father. Father God, the heart of the king, like the rivers of the water, is in the hands of the Lord. And we understand that those in authority are in authority because you have seen fit to place them in authority for whatever purpose, for whatever reason. We don't always understand the purpose and the reason. Far as that goes, Father, we don't always understand why you have put in the past some in position of authority who were in position of authority. But the word tells us, Father God, the word tells us that those in authority are there because you placed them there. So you were working your own will and your own means. So we're asking you in this situation, we're asking you for divine protection for President Trump, leading him in every decision he makes, fulfilling the will of the Father. Father, turn his heart as it needs to be turned. Establish his thinking. Lead him, guide him, direct him so that he will be fulfilling your will in every decision he makes. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, yes, Lord, please do it. Okay, our third item. We're going to pray for the judicial system of the United States, asking God to grant them wisdom to discern what is right, courage to stand for justice and integrity, and to resist corruption or bias, but above all, that the will of the Father will be done. Now, this is a kind of lengthy one, so let me give it to you again. We're going to pray for the judicial system of the United States, asking God to grant them wisdom to discern what is right, courage to stand for justice and integrity, to resist corruption or bias, and above all, that the will of the Father will be done. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we continue coming before your throne in the holy, precious, and mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, now we pray for the judicial system of the United States. We pray, Father, that you will grant our justices wisdom to discern what is right. We ask you to give them courage to stand for justice and integrity, to resist corruption or bias, and above all, your will be done. And Father, we pray this not only for the justices on the Supreme Court, but we pray this for the judges and the justices at every level of the legal life of this nation, Father God. So, Father, at every level, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to cut through the political bias. We pray, Father God, that you will give them sensitivity to your Holy Spirit, leading them and guiding them and directing them in their decisions. Father, we want the political bias to be cut through. We want you to set aside the political bias by cutting through the political bias. And Father God, give each of the justices sensitivity to your Holy Spirit, to your will, what you would have done in each and every decision of jurisprudence that they take under consideration. So, Father, here again, we're asking you, we pray, Father, for the judicial system of the United States, asking you to grant them wisdom to discern what is right, courage to stand for justice and integrity, to resist corruption or bias, and above all, through it all and in it all, your will be done, Father. Thy will be done in every decision they make. We ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay, our next item. We're going to pray, asking God to interact in the nations of the world so that the satanic agenda will be both exposed and delayed. You got it? Now listen carefully. We're going to pray, asking God to interact in the nations of the world so that the satanic agenda will be both exposed and delayed. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father, we are coming before your throne at this time, asking you to interact in the nations of the world so that the satanic agenda will be both exposed and delayed. Father God, you have access to the heart of every individual on the world court. You have access to the world judicial bodies. You have access to those who are addressing international law. You have access to each and every individual in each and every political system in the nations of the world. And Father God, you have an agenda. And we're asking you, our Heavenly Father, we're asking you to interact in the nations of the world. We're asking you to move in such a way that the satanic agenda will be both exposed and delayed. He has an agenda, and his agenda is opposed to your will. But we're asking you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit. We're asking you to interact in the nations of the world so that the satanic agenda will be both exposed at every system and every level of life in every nation, that the satanic agenda will be both exposed and delayed. And you can do this, and we're asking you to do this on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world and the furtherance of the kingdom of God in this day, in this hour, in the life of our nation and the nations of the world. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. All right, folks, our next item, we're going to pray asking God to quicken the elect in the nations of the world in whatever system or religion they may be. Now, let me explain that to you quickly. The elect in the Word of God are those that God has known before the foundation of the world would be willing to be born again. They would be saved. They would believe. They would receive. So, we're going to pray. Now, we know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But we also know that God knew who the whosoevers were even before the foundation of the world. So, we're going to pray, asking God to quicken the elect in the nations of the world in whatever system or religion they may be in, so they can come to a saving knowledge of himself. One more time now. We're going to pray, asking God to quicken the elect in the nations of the world in whatever system or religion they may be in, so they can believe and be born again. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne, Father, on behalf of the kingdom of God. And Father, we're asking you at this point in time in our contra prayer, we're asking you, Father God, to make real the plan of salvation to every individual that you have known before the foundation of the world would be willing to believe. Father God, we're asking you to quicken the elect in the nations of the world in whatever system or religion they may be. We understand, Heavenly Father, that there are those sitting on the world court. There are those in the world judicial system, those involved in international law, those involved in the political system, those involved in the agendas of Satan. But we understand also there are those in that group who also have been known by you before the foundation of the world would finally come to a saving knowledge of you. So, Father, we're asking you to make real the plan of salvation. We're asking you to penetrate the false systems of religion that so many are caught up in. We're asking you, Father God, even to penetrate the darkness and the deception of the leadership in false systems of religion and bring them to a saving knowledge of yourself as well. Heavenly Father, we're simply asking you to quicken the elect. You have known before the foundation of the world who the elect are. So we're asking you to quicken them, make them sensitive to the fact that they are of the elect in the nations of the world, in whatever system of religion they may be in now, and bring them to a saving knowledge of yourself through Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now we come to that point in time in our contra prayer when we pray for you. We're going to pray for you. I want you, initially, to lay your prayer request out before the Lord. Lay it out. What is your prayer request? What is the burden on your heart? What is it that you would really like to see God do in your life, or perhaps in the life of others, or whatever it may be? But this is your time to place your petition, your personal petition, before the throne of God. So right now, as the music continues, I want you to go before the throne of God with your personal petition, your personal intercessions. Present them to the Lord, and I'll come along in a moment, and we'll all pray it together. Be blessed as you present your petition. Now this is that time when we pray for you. We pray for one another. So now present your personal petition before the Lord. What is it you want to see God do in your life, your family, your health, your job, whatever it may be? Place your personal position, your personal petition before the Lord right now. Where you are positionalized, where you want to positionalize your petition, put it before the Lord right now. Now we'll come along in a moment, and all of us involved in this concert of prayer will join you in praying your petition. Give it to Him now. Righteous Heavenly Father, oh Father God, we come before your throne now on behalf of each other. And Lord, you know the prayer requests that have been made to you. You know the need in every life. Father, you know who needs a physical touch. You know which marriages need your touch. You know which occupations need your touch. You know what family situations, concerns, and problems need your touch. So, Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, we simply come before your throne asking you to show yourself strong. We're asking you to become involved in that situation, that circumstance that has been prayed for in this consular prayer, in the lives of these wonderful people, these intercessors, Father God. We're asking you to become involved in that situation, that circumstance. We're asking you to do what only you can do, Father. Bring relief. Bring healing where healing is necessary. Oh, Father God, let faith arise. Let faith arise. Bring healing. Bring restoration. Bring peace. Restore the joy of their salvation. And Father God, in the closing moments of this time together, so move in their hearts that they will know that they know that they know their prayer has been heard, has been received by the King of Glory, has been received in glory, has been received at the throne of their Heavenly Father. And bless them, Father. Strengthen them. Encourage them. Bring them healing in every part of their being, spirit, soul, and body. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thank you for being a part of this consular prayer today. And till we have a chance to do this again, be blessed.